You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are last Americans.
Don't hear it. What's up, everybody? It's Friday. Welcome.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I was sick, to Greg's point. I think I had COVID again.
Third time.
I had to work. I'm trying to fill you in on this stuff that we were just ranting about. You guys didn't even hear, but yeah, I had to work. There we go. I worked when I was sick. I was a super spreader.
Dude, you got to turn down the light on you, Dave.
Oh,
you look like a freaking albino.
What the fuck just happened?
Are you powder or something?
Maybe, dude. Oh, that's messed up. There we go.
But, yes, I was telling you the story. No, you're good now. I was telling you the story where I got hit by an old man.
Oh.
And so I was driving on the way to the gym. This was several weekends ago, and my car got ran into. And it's still drivable. It's more annoying than anything.
Wait, so you got hit in your car?
Yes, while I was driving.
I had no idea, man.
I know. I totally forgot to tell you.
Are we friends? Because I feel like that's something you would text and just be like, bro, I got a wreck
today.
So
you were sitting in your car and you got hit, or someone hit you with their car?
You were driving.
I was driving in the middle of the road, and this other guy came over and pretty much T-boned me. But my car is still drivable. It's not like it fucking wrecked anything, you know what I mean? But it broke open the paint, exposed some metal, and put a big old dent in the side of my car. So, he was driving, this 2007 Silverado or something. And you know where the old Triangle Bowl was?
Yeah.
No, it was actually the old movie theater.
Sure. Yeah. The church now. Yes.
Yeah. It's where we went to go see I Am Legend, Dave. Yes. The Father's Church. So, he was coming out of there. And I was going towards the gym, you know what I mean? Towards Commerce.
Yeah.
And he just pulls out and I'm like, okay, this guy is coming towards my car. And I was like, oh shit, he's not stopping. So I had to honk my horn and swerve to the right. And then he just ran into the back bumper. You know what I mean?
And he was old.
I got his information. He got mine. And then his insurance paying for 100% of everything. So anyway, long story short is I went into the insurance or the, auto body place today, or 2 days ago, and dropped off my car or not dropped off. Wow,
dude,
I made an appointment, but but the point is there was a guy that was fucking hacking. He was sick. And he's like, oh man, kids just bring home everything. I gotta come in. Oh, God. I'm just like, dude, this is Dave. This is Dave.
No, dude, listen. I got to be real with you. So the positive thing was I really did work mostly by myself. I had a trainer. She was also sick, right? She was also dealing with her own shit. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't really around customers. So I want to be very clear. I wasn't actually a super spreader. You know what I mean? But the thing is, it's a new job. It's a new job. And I was
exactly.
I told her, well, first of all, she was training me and she was Mexican. Very little English, right? Super awesome person, but we were communicating with her eyes. You know what I'm saying? And we were like,
but
I told her straight up when I got there, I was like, listen, I apologize ahead of time. Like, I'm not myself right now. I'm fucking so, my body was aching, bro, so bad. And I was in a cooler all day, like all day long in a fucking cooler. So like, I felt like there was no fucking relief, man. And, but no, you know what? I said it back then, like if you're sick and you can work and you know, you're not coughing on everybody, like that's what people did, man. That's what we always did before.
I know. Yeah.
You call out when you literally can't make it to work. You know, those people are like, I've never missed a day in 30 years. Well, I guarantee they were sick at some point. You know what I'm saying?
Like, sure.
So I don't feel that bad. You know what I'm saying?
I go to work sick all the time.
And the place was so, like, listen, this place that I was at training was not the best store. I mean, there was more viruses in that store than my sickness. You know what I'm saying? I'm joking, but it just was an old store. And like, I just was like, whatever, dude. It was a long, long week. So I'm sorry I missed, you know, the first day. I know we had Valentine's Day. So happy belated Valentine's Day. First of all, hope everybody.
Hell yeah. Lupercalia.
What?
Something.
What remember Lupercalia? The fucking, I just listened to the episode.
Oh, yeah.
We did an episode 2 years ago about this, and it was like...
The ancient times where they're like murder the people ancient and stuff.
Yeah. Dude, they would like sacrifice goats and skin them and use their skin as whips. Sexual whips, you know what I mean?
Instead of getting like candy, horny. Like a heart box of candy, they give you a real goat heart. You know what I mean? Like a real like beating fucking lamb heart. You know what I mean?
Beating still.
Sure.
I wonder if there was like an old Roman style.
The more
like,
romantic, you know? What's up?
Yeah, I wonder if there was like an old style like Forrest Gump, where it's just like, life's like a box of goat hearts. You never know what the gods are going to bring. You know what I mean?
There was somebody like
that. Well, back then, that person was probably executed quickly. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want no dum-dums around. You know what I mean? Back in the day. They didn't know how to handle that shit.
You never know.
I don't know, man.
You never know.
I don't know. Maybe people just weren't that smart. But anyways... Hope everybody got to spend time with their loved ones, whether you celebrate or don't, but hope you had a good day. It was good for us, you know, hopefully it was good for you guys. I haven't even really had a chance to talk to you because it's kind of been a hectic week for me, but
yeah.
And also the number is up. You guys are welcome to call in at any time. That would be awesome. And let us know how Valentine's Day went, anything that's on your mind. Dude, I've been watching that trial. I told you guys that.
Fannie Willis. Trump's going to show up to that, I guess.
Well, it's a dude, her boyfriend, Wade something. I don't, and it's actually pretty interesting because they're just lying.
I feel like anybody named Wade is probably a piece of shit.
He seemed like a piece of shit.
Wade.
I mean, I could be wrong, but that's just how I feel.
We went to
a school with like a guy. His last name was Wade. That was all right.
If you have the first name Wade.
I know a Wade, and he was the nicest guy. My dad's friend. He was super nice, but he was a drug addict. So, you know.
Hello.
Oh, there she is.
Yo, what's up, boys?
Peaches.
What's going on, Peaches?
It's the da-na-na-na every time. Like, that's your call-in sign. You know what I mean?
I heard y'all was talking about Fannie Willis. Yeah. Have y'all been following that case? Oh, man.
I've been watching as much as TikTok will allow me to at work. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting.
I know nothing about it. So what's going on?
They're talking about the money.
Oh, God.
The payments and like him getting paid.
Yeah. So she was paying her boyfriend a shit ton of money to do the dirty work against Trump that she wanted.
Well, we're figuring that out. But the bottom line is she hired him on. He got a divorce the very next day.
Yeah.
They started having a relationship. She was paying him cash for all kinds of vacations. It was.
Yeah, thousands of dollars.
Who
carries cash nowadays, bro?
Well, now listen.
Hey, I always got a couple hundi on me, okay? You never know.
Thousands of dollars.
If I get stranded.
She was saying.
Yeah. Did you watch her father, Peaches, when he was on the stand testifying?
No, I didn't catch her father. I'm going to have to catch.
He said this thing, and I'm curious, okay? He said, listen, Judge, I'm not trying to be racist, but black people are taught. to save cash, and we have boxes full of cash, and
was this guy black too?
Because he said when he was younger, and Fannie was just this tall, he had a credit card, and the white man wouldn't let him use the credit card, and he had that $10, and so from here on out, he's saving all his cash. That's why Fannie has all this cash.
Bullshit.
Well,
that's what he said. He said all black people do that. That's what he said.
No, I don't do that.
He even bought her a money box.
Thing, man.
Wasn't there? Some...
I don't know a lot of people that. Unless you're doing some illicit activity, that's the only reason why I can think of you having like a bunch.
I mean, it's good to have cash.
But so why is this relevant? Like, literally, I know nothing about.
Okay,
the
great.
Case.
Basically,
I've not watched anything.
What's going to happen here? And they're lying and they're catching him on these lies. Basically, they can both be pulled off the case. So she will not be able
to. So what is the case about?
She's like, going against Trump, dude. She's
Rico.
The one that's going against Trump. She Fannie Willis is the one that is prosecuting Donald Trump right now. And so
she's the judge.
She's the she's not the judge, attorney.
She's the DA.
Oh, DA. Okay.
So she what they're saying is that she's making all these claims about she went right after Trump, but she was doing all this stuff with a campaign. She even said in one quote, I had extra money from my campaign that I just kept. That she just kept it. And like the thing is you got to watch it because it's like a skit from SNL. Like she comes barging. They didn't even know she was going to tell. She came barging in the room with this like catwalk move, like bumping the sheriff and shit. And she's just like sassy throwing papers.
She has this really nasty attitude.
Oh my gosh, dude. I'm
surprised the judge tolerated that kind of behavior in his court. I'm like, dude, that just made the judge look weak, in my opinion.
He took some recesses. He took a bunch of recesses because he's like, listen, man, we got to calm down. We're going to take a recess.
Was this the same judge where they made like the whole, what was it? The Office meme? Like,
No. This is a completely different case, man. Completely. Okay. But the thing is like they're going after her and her finances and corruption that she has. And if she gets pulled off.
Misappropriation of public funds.
Yes.
Much.
Yeah. It's a bad situation for her and him. It's not good.
So they're trying to go after her. Her image, like her personal
image. Her credibility is trash, man. Like she is so corrupt, and they're trying to get this case tossed out. Trump's people, I think she needs to be disbarred.
They already filed a motion to disqualify her.
Yes, they're trying to disqualify her from the case, period, which would be good. And even CNN came out and was just like, this is really bad, and if she doesn't just resign, like this could get way worse, right? And it's true. Like
I hope she stays. Look, I want her to stay on. I mean, she's so arrogant.
She's so
I think she's going to bury herself. To be honest. I think she really is going
to
bury herself.
Well, that and she has already admitted to doing several illegal things.
Oh yeah,
especially since she kept she kept campaign money and then used that money to send her lover on vacations. So now she's using campaign money to send this guy places.
Yeah.
That's illegal to do.
Not him, them.
Well, both them. They took vacations on campaign money. That's
and so
illegal.
Her lover was like a prosecutor
was
as
her,
well?
Was
or
her
like,
lead attorney.
Attorney.
Yeah,
okay.
He has no RICO experience. This guy's an ambulance chaser, what they call an ambulance chaser who specializes in like car accident, you know, injuries and whatnot.
The shit you see on billboards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point of it, Greg, is that these people are all a fucking joke. And they have no experience to even go after Trump. They have no basis. That's the whole thing. And the fact that she was taking campaign money, she ran basically on going after Trump.
Yeah.
And she wanted to use if she was going to get Trump and get him locked up, she wants to run for Senate or some kind of a seat thing, which is not going to fucking happen. People literally were disgusted by her on both sides, man. Even Democrats, people, if you get on Twitter, are just like, holy fuck, this is terrible. Yeah. Because her attitude...
All during Black History Month, man.
Oh, my gosh, man. You know, it's crazy the past have been so wild and, like, entertaining. Like, even all the way back to Johnny Depp
and shit. It is entertaining.
It's like, I thought OJ was, like, just an entertaining, interesting trial. And it's just, like, it's fucking reality TV now. And it's like, she acts like she's on reality TV. She's like, this is lies. She's throwing papers, dude, and shit. And fucking, you know. It's weird. And she has this pink dress on. And it's just like...
Somebody said it was backwards. Did y'all catch that?
Yeah, look backwards.
The zipper was in the front.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like...
Well, that's for Wade to have easy access, bro. Yeah, it's not good, man. It's not good. It's not good. But what else is on your mind? Anything interesting or anything that's... Got a fun question or anything like that?
Yeah, I do have a fun question.
All right.
So I follow quite a few artists and stuff on Instagram and everything, like dancers and people that make jewelry like me and then people that paint and whatnot. But what is a skill that you really wish you could have, but that you admire when you see in other people? For me, it would be dancing, and I wish I knew how to paint. I probably could if I took courses and stuff, but just like, man.
I really appreciate welding or anything that do with hot, melted, like metal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I actually took welding.
Did you? Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I took welding at my local college. It's fun. It's dangerous, but it's
I took welding
fun,
in high school.
Did you?
Yeah.
I would agree with Greg. Welding is something that I have always wanted to be really good at because I feel like you can do so much with it, you know? And I'm not that great at it at all. But, you know, other stuff, I mean, I don't know, man.
Dude, there's woodworking stuff, too. Like, I saw a video of this guy. This guy who cut down a tree, and he did it in a way that I've never seen before. Like, he made, like, the, you know, the big chunk, right? And before he cut it in the back, he did a slit down the middle and, like, cut out, like, a Jenga piece below.
Yeah.
And then cut it from behind, and then it perfectly fell right through that Jenga piece. It was weird. Like, it's, I'm doing no justice trying to describe it, but like.
Yeah, tree falling is an art in itself.
Yeah, it is.
To be able to, especially like the people that have to fall them like exactly where it is, or you're going to crush shit that don't, like people's houses and stuff.
Yeah.
They should make that a TV show, dude. Like, can you drop the tree right in between these two like delicate things? Like where you have like an egg on a fucking spoon or something.
Okay. I like that. I would say for me, I mean, other than welding, I would say like sculpting. I've actually really wanted to sculpt. And now that I'm into like toy collecting, you know, like I see like I my dream at this point going forward would be like if I could get a job like Hasbro, you know, and like sculpting these figures that they put into production. Oh, like
claymation and stuff?
Well, no. I just mean like sculpting like these headpieces and like figures out of clay or, you know, whatever the thing is. And then, you know, rendering those into a figure or something. I've always thought that was interesting because some of those sculptures are so fucking detailed, man. It's very, very impressive. And 3D, like art is one thing, but 3D is very tricky. So
we just have AI to do that now, Dave.
So yeah, no, it's not as fun though. You know?
Yeah.
Rally car drivers.
Oh, yeah. That's a skill. Dangerous, bro.
I love it. I love watching rally.
Yeah. I would love to be in the passenger seat of one.
No, I want to drive. I want to learn how to drive like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to hit a tree. You know, that's those things. They go so fast, man. It's so impressive.
Yeah.
How fast and how close to like trees that they are. It is unbelievable.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one, actually. Racing in general.
Speaking of cars, I'm sorry. Speaking of cars, I sent y'all a video through to the Last American IG page. Mm-hmm. And it's this video of this guy.
Oh,
that,
yeah. I guess his hobby,
the cars, he made this car. He put it together with the music. It is so fun. Is there a way y'all can show that?
Yeah, hang on. I'm going to go down and find your thing.
I don't know what this guy does for a living. I don't know if that's like a hobby or if that's like an actual job he does for people. But he builds these, I guess, what are they, RC cars? Because they're remote control, but they're big. They're not like the little kids.
Did you send it in the Excuse My French chat?
No,
it's right here. So that
to the Last American Podcast.
There it is. Are they seeing it? Yeah. I can't. So that actually, I'm going to let you know that is actually a kit that you can buy. And they have a 63 Impala or 64 Impala as well. And they're about $500 or $600 a piece. And most, they come painted in a couple different variations, but you can buy them where you can also have them painted your own way. You know what I'm saying as well? And I love lowriders so much just from when I was a kid and shit. And like, I am obsessed. I think they're so awesome and they're big and they're fun. But I can't put $500 down or $600 over there. It's so much money. You know what I mean? For something that I know I'm going to play with for a couple of weeks and then I'm going to forget about it.
It's just going to sit on the shelf.
It's going to sit for a while, dude. You know, like it's a lot.
Well, it's like Legos.
Yeah, but you know, we have a display of our Legos, you know, like and like
this guy's got all his shit displayed.
Yeah, but you know, I already have my thing. And if I had that too, my wife would fucking kill me, dude. Like she would fucking kill me. You know?
Yeah.
It's cool though. I actually the RC kind of the new age stuff is so impressive. The airplanes that they have, how fast. I mean, there's one that was like 150 miles per hour, and it sounded like a real fucking jet. You know, just, it's like, it's incredible, like what they're doing with RC cars, man. So yeah, that guy, he probably customized that a little bit, like painted it and shit, but that is a kit that you can buy, that whole thing. And it's rad. It's really cool.
And that's considered an RC car? Like if I were to Google that would, something
yeah,
like
you
that would
look up the, look up like a 63 or 64 Impala RC car. Like and they have hydraulics. They're very detailed. Some of them are convertibles and shit. Like it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's really, really cool. And they're I mean, they're a foot and a half wide and long. I mean, they're pretty good size for those things. So it's cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw that. I was like, man, that is pretty sick. It's detailed the way he was making it move to the music.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all could hear the songs he was making. It was so funny. Yeah. I was like, dang, I didn't know they can get that detailed.
No, it's impressive.
Was it moving to Usher? Was it like a freaking?
Oh god!
Did Ludacris come out of the freaking corner? It's like, hey, yeah. God.
That's good though. Good question, Peaches. We appreciate that.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. As well. Oh, yeah, you take as care well. Of yourself. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Later.
Yeah, those things are cool, man. Those things are cool. They have a blazer too, that because I obviously have the blazer and they have it, a blazer. And they're the same thing. They're like $500, man.
Yeah.
Just I can't.
The RC car stuff is expensive.
Yeah, and they also cost a lot because you have to do a lot of repairs on them.
Yeah.
A lot of repairs.
They break easy.
Yep.
They're all made just plastic.
Plastic shit. Those flimsy ass bodies. Ugh. Anyways,
dude, great. That's one thing. Like when your car, like when my car got hit, I got hit by that. It was like a Silverado. So a 2007 Chevy Silverado.
Yeah.
Big ass truck, right? Not a fucking scratch on the thing.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And my car got dented. I'm just like, do I need to go buy like just big chunk of metal truck?
Dude, I mean, honestly, like trucks are usually gonna not come out as bad as a car when it's a car versus a truck, but it all depends on where it's hit and how it's hit and, you know, who is the, you know, it tends to work that way, right? The guy that hits somebody else usually has very little damage.
Yeah.
Lucky for you, you got an old man who actually had insurance.
It's old people.
Yeah, but they're usually insured. If you would have got a 20-something-year-old, good luck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. Good luck. Speak English. He's
You'd
like,
be surprised. Actually, you know what? It's not actually always old people. When I'm driving around every day, like, there are so many cars, it looks like they had just gotten a fucking fender bender.
Oh,
or
God.
Cars parked in apartment buildings that are just the front end smashed or the back end smashed.
Dude,
or like
what
there's
car?
So many fucking smashed cars around everywhere.
What car? I'm going to ask you because we're in the same area, right? We both commute now, right, quite a bit. Mm. What car is it that you always see that's hauling ass and beat to shit? What kind of car? I can tell you right now. I see them all the time. They're actually
a Honda something?
Nope.
It's one of two that I see all the time.
Okay.
It's either a Chrysler 300.
No. Well, that's a good one, but that's not it. Not...
Or the Dodge Charger.
No. Nissan Altimas.
No, I don't see those.
Oh, boy. They're known.
I haven't seen a Nissan Altima.
Dude, let me tell you.
I've seen so many Dodge Chargers or whatever that are just beat to shit.
That's true. But you can Google, and Nissan Altimas now are the car of the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is the go-to car. I don't know why.
Well, like, Dave just spent a whole week there, so he would know. He's like,
yeah,
you know, and I saw like, you were down in that ghetto, bro.
A whole lot. If I see an Altima coming behind
you
me,
get out of the way.
I just move because I'm like, that guy is a fucking train wreck. I guarantee it. You know what I'm saying? They have no courtesy.
Nissan Altimas, huh?
Yeah, man. I don't know what it is.
But I used to have a Nissan Altima.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I called it, it was my Scooby because when I got it, it had a Scooby-Doo sticker in the back window.
Oh, man. Was it beat to shit?
I don't know about that.
I beat the shit out of
it. Well, see, you probably started the
But I was also young.
True that. All right. I think it's because they're cheap and they're available. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of them.
I drove the hell out of that thing. And then one day I was leaving for work and I come down and I go to start it up and it goes, and I go, oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Like the crank went or something.
You're Altima. So what's your guys' favorite, like, just brand of car? Like Chevy, Ford?
I'm a Chevy guy, but there's other brands I like. If I have money.
Most of my cars have been Chevys.
I don't know if I have a favorite.
Dude, I was thinking about this the other day, about all the cars I've owned. And I'm like, fuck, it's diverse. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is. Colleges would love how diverse.
Yeah, I've owned a diverse collection.
I've had Fords, Chevys, Dodges. I've had Fiats, obviously, which is kind of a Jeep or not Jeep, a Dodge Fiat. I've had a Nissan.
Yeah,
I had
the
350. Honda.
I've had a Honda. I had an Acura.
Acura.
Yeah, I've owned Chevy, Nissan, Ford. That's it.
Other than the classic cars, take those out because those are really like up to kind of personal taste and stuff. But my favorite car was for sure the 2000 Acura,
Hyundai.
The 350Z was by far the most fun car I've had personally. The 350 and the Fiats were.
Oh
actually,
yeah, bro. That the Mazda?
It was a Nissan 350Z. Yeah,
Nissan. Okay.
And that thing was just fast and fun and just. It sucked.
Two-door coupe, right?
Two seats, man, and I had a family. But honestly, like. It depends on what price. I mean, if I had a lot of money to spend, there's some cars that I would choose as something I'd much rather. But as far as just like what I can afford and kind of in that field. Like I just am a Chevy guy, but I have nothing against Ford. You know, certain Ford suck, certain Chevy suck, you know, kind of is what it is. I like Toyota a lot, to be honest with you. I've never owned one, but Toyotas are just fucking, you can just, they're so fucking reliable, dude. My grandpa's Toyota has 600,000 miles on now. It's still going. And all those Toyotas, you talk to, and I know bands on here, but you get those things on TikTok where they talk to mechanics and they say, what's the best, you know, brand in this? And most of them will say like, dude, Toyota is not going to fuck you over. You know, it just won't. Some of the models will, but most will not. You know what I mean? Yeah. But, you know, like a fucking, what is it, a 4Runner? Yeah, a 10-year-old 4Runner is still fucking $18,000. It's insane.
That's ridiculous.
Dude, 150,000 miles for $12,000-$15,000.
That's ridiculous.
It's because they last 400,000 miles.
Yeah, I think the next car, I think I'm going Toyota.
Camry?
I wanted to get, what is the RAV?
Oh, RAV4.
RAV4. Well, who's the company that has the RAV4?
Toyota.
Yeah, so I was going to get one of the, like, similar, but, like, the next thing up. You know what I mean?
Well, they're saying that the Toyota Tacomas are one of the most reliable trucks you can get, right? Oh, yeah. And I always had a thing, right, my younger years, and maybe you did, well, I'm like, fucking foreign truck. You know what I mean? Like, that's my thing. I was like, shit, you can't Chevy Ford.
Japanese, man.
But Toyota, like, my father-in-law has a Toyota, the newer, it's actually a Tundra. And it's fucking amazing, dude. It's just a workhorse.
That's why you get like 80s and 90s Toyota pickups. Mm. Before it was like Tacoma or Tundra. Yeah. And they have like the R22 motors in them. Those are fucking bulletproof trucks, dude.
You can find them.
You can find them, but you buy expensive. A fucking 88 fucking Toyota pickup.
Yep.
It's fucking 15, 20 grand.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, it's my dad, but right before we moved, he picked up a Toyota Tacoma. And it's the extended cab, two-door extended cab. And this thing was owned by this 80-year-old dude. It's got like 40,000 miles on it. It is fucking mint, dude. And it's old, like 92, 93. And I'm like, how much did you pay? He's like, I think it was like $4,000. Five. I'm like, you have no idea what the fuck you, like, this is worth way more than what you paid for.
My brother sold his 86 Toyota pickup. It was lifted on 38s.
Oh, okay.
Extended cab.
Yeah.
Was parked in my dad's yard for 6 years. My brother bought it and was going to fix it. And it had almost a brand new motor in it, but it had been sitting for so long. Who knows? Mm. Sold it for like $4,000.
Wow.
It didn't
dude,
run.
That happened to, remember Dave, like the next door neighbor lady died and she had a nice ass car that she sold something away.
Oh, that was a Mustang.
She ended up dying. But when she sold it to these two Mexican fellas and I've never seen it. Yeah, she had like a 67, 68 Mustang. She just,
it's fucking awesome looking, dude.
Beautiful. Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
What's up, man? Hola.
I knew you'd call, man. We're talking about durability of vehicles, and there's no chance you're not calling.
Well, Nicole told me I had to call.
Okay. What is the ultimate, like, if you had to pick a brand that was super reliable and also, like, a nice vehicle, what would you pick, man? Just working on cars.
It's Toyota or Honda, easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing is you go Acura or Lexus because they get the better stuff that for sure doesn't break.
So Lexus is owned by Toyota or vice versa, right?
Yeah, Lexus is the luxury version of Toyota and Acura is the luxury version of Honda.
Yep.
There you go, Greg. Get a Lexus.
Oh, yeah.
See, I would, but the fucking gas mileage, bro. Like, I'm actually thinking about getting a hybrid the next car I get.
Oh, God.
Soy boy.
He's turning on us.
Yeah, it's sad.
Well, I mean, price of gas over here is like $5 a gallon, bro.
Yeah, so but like a newer
vehicle. Yeah, so is it here, and I'm driving my 96 F-150.
But you're not driving 100 miles a day, you asshole.
Hey, but like...
I'm doing 60 a day.
What is not good enough for gas, though? Because I feel like a newer car gets pretty good gas mileage, man. Like, what? That's not good.
So like, I would need at least like 30 miles a gallon, right?
Yeah, but I feel like that's fairly achievable on a car, on some newer
stuff.
They
always lie on that shit, though.
My wife's, car gets about that.
But yeah, they lie so when they sell
car.
It.
Same as your wife's car. It gets about between...
The van?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it probably like 27 on average.
I see Greg as a Mazda Miata driver.
Greg actually.
There's your fuel economy right there.
I Greg.
A Miata?
A Miata. Mm. A little two-seater.
Yeah.
When we went to the car show, shockingly, Greg went to the Hot Rod show with us. Yeah. We had a great time. And the one car that he kept gravitating to was the Camaros, man. The newer Camaros.
Dude, I would buy that in a heartbeat if I didn't have to drive.
That Camaro we saw there like was pretty fucking sick.
No, it is not a great car to commute. I totally get. But I'm just saying, if you're buying like a newer like Lexus, I feel like the gas is, there's so much more.
You can get a new Camaro with a V6 and it gets like mid-20s.
Yeah, but that's, Greg's saying 30, you know? He wants like 30. But I feel like a Lexus that, would get like, you that.
I don't see myself buying a new car anytime soon.
No, I understand that, dude. I understand that. But my point is that like they've got so good with the gas mileages now that like 30's not, it's not really that uncommon to me. You know, unless you're buying a bigger vehicle. I mean, Brand, tell me if I'm wrong on that, but I feel like that's not crazy out of the picture to, you know, have options.
Like these newer trucks are getting 22, 23 miles a gallon. And
those are big fucking trucks.
The new F-150s are getting about 24 on average on the highway.
Yeah. Well, Greg needs a Lexus.
It's not out of question, but I mean, Greg, you want something
I would
good,
buy a Lexus in a heartbeat. You know what I really want is a Lincoln, dude.
Oh, I love Lincoln.
A Lincoln Continental.
Yeah. I love Lincolns, man.
I see freaking, what's his name? McConaughey?
Oh, Pat. Yeah.
Matthew. I'm like,
Patrick,
what the fuck? That's not his name.
I knew what you were saying, though. Yeah.
All right. I'm in my Lincoln Continental, baby.
Yeah.
Have you ever worked?
That is a three-step Ford.
A Lincoln Continental?
Lincoln is Ford's luxury brand.
Yeah.
Even back then, back in like the...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
In the 60s?
No, not going back that far, but mid-90s.
If I was to ever get like a hot rod or something, I want a Lincoln Continental.
Yeah, you definitely like those, man. And they're fucking, listen, I'm not, I me and Chris have gone back and forth because I think the Lincolns are fucking, they're an amazing car. Like they're just, that is iconic. The four-door with the suicide in the back. I'm just not a four-door guy. Like I've never been but like if I had to have a four-door, that would absolutely be the car.
Yeah.
100%. Because those things are just fucking smooth, dude.
Dude, can you pull it up? Pull up a picture of what you want, Chris.
Oh, okay. It hasn't been for a minute, but there's one a couple minutes from where we're at right now that they've had on the side of the street. They want like, what, $100,000 for it?
Yeah.
$100,000. And it was just this show car. I mean, it was black fucking, I had, what, 24s on it. I mean, it was unreal, dude. It was unreal, but that gray one right there, sick as fuck, dude. Yeah, that's cool.
This right here.
Yeah, that's pretty sick, man.
Hell yeah, brother.
That's so gangster, dude. Like, yeah, I feel like cocaine deals go down in that fucking thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you have to have a Tommy gun, on the car seat.
I know,
seat,
right?
Like, 100% of the time.
They have cement in the trunk for you to get thrown into a river in that fucking thing. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I want. When I get a...
Dude, that gray one. Go back.
How big is that trunk?
Down, right this there. One? Yeah, that is mine. Yeah, we saw that one.
That was the one. Yeah, that was one. Yeah.
Me and Chris saw this car at the show. Actually, I don't remember where we saw this. I feel like this is the one that was up north, dude, when we were supposed to meet Ban at the car show. Do you remember seeing this?
I don't remember seeing it.
Yeah, it was in the back, dude. Remember that thing?
Oh,
and we were
maybe.
Like, holy fuck, this thing is way too nice for this
show. You guys got there after me. Maybe it showed up after I left. Oh. I was there at the beginning.
Yeah.
Beginning, middle of it.
So gangster.
Hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my my dream cruiser hot rod.
Man, what is your dream car, dude? Like, you, like, not necessarily, like, don't like Ferrari or any of that crap. I'm just saying, like, realistically, like, if you could have a car of your choice right now, what would it be?
legitimately, my first car that I ever bought was a 93 Toyota pickup.
Okay. Yeah.
I still have dreams about owning that car.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still have dreams of it. The timing went dreams. Out. On that blew the motor. I ended up selling to the guys next door. They put a new motor in it, and then they fucking rolled it off road. So the drive path with it fucked up.
So you're saying 93 that Toyota? That's your car that you would have right now if they just said, "Bam, yeah, pick a car right now." That's it.
Yeah, that would be it.
Nice.
I want my Toyota.
It's crazy. Oh, well, 68 Camaro.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
That's what I'm just looking at right now. That's 69 Camaro.
My mom and dad had a 69 Camaro. I just found pictures. I showed Chris. I never had pictures of it, and I found pictures of it. We had it all the way until middle school, or maybe just before middle school, and they sold it. And they sold it way too fucking cheap, dude. Way too cheap. They got divorced, and my mom just wanted to get rid of it. And I wish to God she would have kept that
car. What color was it?
It was, if I remember, it was like a tealish, bluish, like bluish green kind of color with a black top.
Okay. Mm.
And it was
all black Chevy Camaro.
My God, dude. But those Toyotas, we were talking about earlier, the Toyotas, the 80s, like, cause that's becoming the new like vintage now. So 80s and like early 90s is so fucking, I just watched Meekum's auto show.
Yeah.
And my fucking mind was blowing because those are vehicles that we, you know, in our age younger, we were just bypassing. What?
You want to feel old? Those are considered classics now.
Oh, I know.
The 80s, my Daily Driver
is considered a classic car right now.
I was talking to Chris because I have the 85 Blazer, and he's like, "That's not classic." I'm like, "It is.
It is now."
Yeah. But Meekum just sold an 85 Blazer. I don't know if you saw this. It was 85. They had 20,000 original miles, $140,000.
Oh my God.
$140,000. Yeah. And I'm going, "What the fuck? What the fuck?
How many miles do yours have on it?"
I don't know. I think 70.
They could be sitting on $100,000. Well,
mine's not
Blazer.
That.
I know, bro.
This thing actually had all the papers. I mean, this thing hadn't even been, it wasn't even prepped at the lot when they first got it. I mean, this is how original this thing was.
Yeah.
Mine is nowhere near that. It's nice, but it's nowhere near that. But the point is like those, like just like the Broncos. You see those Broncos, those, you know, 60, even the 70s and stuff, like they're $60,000, $20,000 for pieces of shit, you know? And it's like, what? Those things.
So did you sell your Bronco?
I don't have one. I have a Blazer. He has a Blazer. I still have the Blazer. Yeah, I still
have okay. It. You still have it. Okay.
Yeah. My wife actually drives it every day.
AJ says her either a 64 Continental or a 63 Riviera is her car.
I told you.
Remember, so look that up.
Riviera.
The 63 Riviera, my first car of choice will always be either a 63 Impala, which I had, or a 49 Merc. But the 63 Riviera, I think, is one of the most beautiful cars ever made, in my opinion, for like a 60s car. I absolutely just think they have awesome body lines. The front end is so fucking nice.
Is that like where it's almost touching the ground? Like it's so low?
No, they just have very pointy noses, like it lights. And
Okay.
Go down, Chris, to that gold one right underneath this. That one right there, that gold one. No, to the right. To the right. Right there. Nope, one more.
Oh, shit.
It's a custom right there. To the where? Down.
Oh, here.
Yeah. Like that's a 60 style like custom right there.
See how low that is though.
I like gold, Chris.
Dave is a gold member.
I think gold is so
I love gold.
Look at that one right there, the orange one. That's fucking amazing. This one? Yeah, that's a retro like style or the resto mod. Beautiful,
dude. Dave's driving around like fucking the guy from Goodfellas.
Yeah,
I know.
You're looking like Robert De Niro.
Like this now,
that blue one right there is super famous.
This one?
Yes, that one's really famous.
That one's pretty sick.
That is and I have those wheels sitting in my garage right now. The wheels and tires. 3-inch white walls.
That one's
chrome
sick.
Sealies and spider caps sitting in the garage.
What do the lights look like when they're on? That just looks normal weird. Headlights. You know what I mean?
It's a cage basically around the lights. You know what I mean? So they just shine through.
Okay.
But like what we've always talked about, the body lines on the 60s, 50s, like everything pre fucking 70. Mm-hmm. Was so unique and so fucking awesome.
They
and
all
like,
had their own style.
And it was like, you just, everything now to me, they're so cool. The new stuff's great, but like it can't touch this shit. It just cannot. The styling on these are so outrageously awesome. You know what I mean? I wish we could get back to like innovating like cool designs. Look at that interior of the Riviera right there. That's fucking cool.
So I see the all blue. That decent 57 Chevy. I got kind of a funny story about that.
What's that? The 57 Chevy?
57. I don't know if she's talking about Bel Air or like a truck or something, but my dad's best friend when I was growing up had a 57 Bel Air that he restored. Mm-hmm. I got to drive it once. After him and my dad got shit-faced working on the boat, they decided they wanted to go to the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And this wasn't the good strip club. This was the daytime strip club.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. This was Jiggles.
You never go to the strip club in the daytime.
Do they serve milk as well?
Yeah, they serve milk, and they have pregnant strippers.
You get a steak with your boobs?
16, I'm 16 years old, so I'm like, okay, I get to drive this thing. Okay, cool. I get to drive this thing. Cool.
Yeah.
So I take them. They go to the strip club. It was called Snookies.
Snookies?
Snookies, dude. I think I've heard of that.
They had me stop at the grocery store first.
Okay.
My dad's friend goes in and buys a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I was wrong on the steak. It's fucking...
When we go to the strip club, he brings that goddamn rotisserie chicken into the strip club.
They allowed him to bring it in?
That's...
Yeah.
So greasy and dirty, dude.
I'm sitting in the car. Just fucking waiting for him. Just waiting. And all of a sudden, this nasty ass fucking stripper, daytime stripper, obviously.
Uh-huh. Hey, Chris, can I share my screen? Can you give me share screen ability?
Hold on, man. Sure. 1 second. Okay, go ahead, man.
Then about 10 minutes later, after this stripper brings me a soda, they got kicked out because, he was spreading grease all over the fucking bar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he brought a fucking history chicken into the strip club.
I mean, listen, there's nothing wrong with eating legs and looking at legs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it works. You know what I'm saying? You're chewing
this
on a leg.
This is what Danielson drove there in. Can you guys see that?
Oh, God.
Oh, hang on.
he pulled up in this bad boy and was like,
oh, it's not showing.
Bring me that chicken. It's not showing?
It's not showing.
It's not showing? Oh, you can't see that shit?
No.
Okay, well, hold on.
Oh God, I can't see it.
It will.
Here, what about now? What about now? Can you see this?
I can't tell. Chris is gonna have to tell me. I don't think so.
No. Is it because the screen's all weird?
I mean, we could say it's a donk, bro. You're showing a Camaro donk right now.
Is that a donkey donk?
That's called a donk. It's the it's the fucking 28, 30 inch rims on a fucking Camaro. And those are
There we go.
You see him in Houston quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey. All right. Yeah, I don't know how this shit works.
Yeah, man. So. Donk.
All right. I've never heard somebody called a donk.
That is a donk. That's what they call them, a donk. Hey, you know what's crazy is we have this other thing in Houston here, especially in Houston, with the long... So I don't know, Ben, you might know the name, but they're like Cadillacs.
Oh, fuck no.
And they have the long... he just seen it finally. That was so delayed.
They have spinners on those ones here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have these wheels that have the long wire things that come out on the sides.
Oh, yeah.
They literally come off the car like 3 feet, bro. So when they're going down the highway, you can't weave fucking 6 inches without getting in somebody's lane. And they have like spikes on the end.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like the new.
Yeah, where they're weaving in and out of traffic, too.
Oh, my God. I literally see those and I laugh because I love the low rider.
What are
scene.
Those called?
Look up Houston Cadillac or something. And just like I can't remember what the wheels are called. Just put like long wheels or something. They're so ugly. And it's one of those things that like I get the lowrider thing. I can get the donk style a little bit. There's one right there up this on the, well, right there, the red one. You see it?
Peaches says honky tonk, yeah, badonka donk.
That one works.
Well, I don't know what you're looking at.
See the red with the trunk open on the very right, two over from that. Oh, right. Yep, here. Right there. And it even has it on the spare tire, the Continental kit. There it is. This thing. What the fuck, man? You can see all the other cars have it.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What is that for? Like to keep
I don't
cars
know.
Away from?
No
them?
Idea.
There's no point to it, but it's the new, like, it's the thing. And Houston is extremely prevalent with these. Like, it is a South, like,
God.
It doesn't make any sense.
And we saw, we were actually watching that Mexican OT with Paul Wall, and Paul Wall's new vehicles have this shit. Yeah. He was, yeah, man.
Yeah. I don't understand that.
I don't either.
The curb feelers, so you wouldn't scrape your rims on the low riders, but
yeah,
I don't know the point of that because that's going to fuck your rim up as soon as you hit a curb.
Bro. And then they get like 4 or 5 deep and they start weaving like down the middle of the road so no one can get by. It's fucking, it's, you know, like part of me likes it because I'm like, you know what? It's a car culture and I respect car culture. But at the same time, I look at it as like the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, it's just so stupid. But yeah.
There's all right, man. Like the,
what do they call that? Where they only lift half the truck?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Squat. Squatting. They squat them.
Yeah, squatting. Yeah. Yeah.
They lift the front but leave the back down.
Yep. That's gross, yeah. Too. That's gross, too. Never understood. But, Ben, we're going to let you go so we can try to get one more call or two more calls in, man.
All right.
All right, take care, buddy.
Later. Right, dude. All
right.
So we heard it first, Toyotas and Hondas, or Lexus and Acura, preferably. Yeah. There we go. So if y'all need one.
Okay.
And you know what? There's not wrong. Hondas are amazing cars, man. They last forever as well. And my brother had a Lexus, and it was a fucking nice ride, man. And they're comfortable. Like, Lexuses are comfortable.
Mm-hmm. No, what else I actually kind of wanted for a while? One of two.
Okay.
Like a Volkswagen Rabbit.
Sure. The old ones?
Yeah, the old ones. Yeah.
Alex had one.
Or, my stepdad had one of those.
Oh, really? Well, we had one when I was a kid. And it always broke down.
Yeah, they can.
But or like a early 80s Honda Civic. Like the real compact. Fucking small ones.
Those things are sick as fuck, too. Alex,
they're almost like the size of the old like Mini Coopers.
Yeah, they're super very small. They actually, I can't remember the name of them now. But Alex, Flat Earth Al, he had a yellow like Rabbit.
Really?
Convertible. Wow.
I can't picture him.
I'm almost positive. First time I joined the band with him, he rolled up in that bright yellow fucking thing. And I was like, wow.
This is when he didn't have a driver's license, right?
Yeah, he was not driving legally. Yeah, I love those things, man.
Yeah.
I fucking love those things. They're so ugly and they're fucking awesome. I respect ugly more, I think, now that I'm getting older. Like the weird stuff that you hated as a kid, I kind of am like, you know, they're not that bad, dude.
Dude, it's funny because I always wanted like a Jetta.
Oh yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
They were is that the Rabbit?
That's a Honda Civic.
That's a Honda Civic, man.
Oh, it looks just like the Rabbit.
Yeah.
Except but when you see them, they just have like, I don't know. When you go back and revisit it, you're like, they did have cool, like, I don't know. They're
dude, that looks like shit.
I would totally rock that. I would, dude. I would absolutely rock that. Nah. I would.
I mean, you can really make it look cool, but no.
That's fucking funny.
Oh, man.
Like 80s cars are not good.
Well, I'm starting to, I've always thought the 80s had the worst. And there's certain things that I'm starting to like appreciate more about the 80s than I ever did. And I don't really know what that is, but I do like the square
there's
bodies.
The Volkswagen Rabbit right there.
Or the Fox body, like Mustangs, I think are pretty sick in the 80s, like late 80s when they started getting actually pretty fun. I don't know. Some of the trucks, I don't know. 80s did kind of suck. Dude. 70s I thought were terrible. The late 70s was pretty fucking terrible.
Yeah,
because that was that post like gas was fucking, you know, so they tried to change everything up and there was no more muscle car anymore. And it was just they got weird. It was like a weird trend. It was like transitioning. You know what I'm saying? Like you see a transitioning person, you're like, that's not quite there yet. You know what I mean? It's not.
Oh, dude, try to find these.
It's like it is. This is ma'am.
A rabbit pickup.
Try to find these fucking things. You will never find it.
God, dude.
Oh, whoa. What is this?
Rabbit
Volkswagen
pickup.
Rabbit pickup.
Yep.
Whoa.
You will never fucking, and if they do, they want to arm feel a like, for them.
I feel like you'll find that in Cuba, South American country.
But those things are little fucking, just like, I mean, most Volkswagens back in the day, they're little tanks.
Yeah, the new Volkswagens are not that great. The diesels are okay, I guess, but the rest of them, they have a lot of issues. And that's a lot of cars, man.
Yeah.
They just make them so poorly. There we go. We got a call.
All right.
Hello.
Hello, finally I get to call in. This guy takes up all my time.
What's up, D?
God.
Going on, D?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. D? How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
It's good to hear your voice, D. It's good to hear your voice. It's been a minute.
Great to talk to you guys. It's been way too long. Lots going on, but I'm back. I'm here.
That's good.
And wanted to give you an update. I was putting some pictures in there so you can see my cousin's car, 64 Impala. Oh my gosh. We were cruising around town when I was, he's in Frisco, Texas. Mm-hmm. That was last year I went there and it was amazing. Awesome. Oh. But that's not why I called.
Okay.
I called because I went to visit a friend of ours, Whitney.
Oh yeah.
Oh, nice.
I've seen a picture you guys took. Yeah.
I didn't get to see that.
Yeah. Last weekend, I actually put a picture in there. So if you want to share, it's her and I, and we have our Pardon My American stuff on.
Nice.
So,
woohoo.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was great to meet her. And she took us on, I'll call it the haunted tour, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The haunt. So is that all the places she was talking
about?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Well, like the haunted tour, like, did you guys go ghost hunting?
That's not the picture I sent you. That's not the picture I sent you guys.
Did you send it? You sent it to the Pardon My American one?
It's in the chat. Yes.
Oh, it's in the chat. Okay.
Oh.
He'll get there. He'll
I put it in the Pardon American chat. So well, anywho.
How long were you there for?
Yeah, I don't have it logged in on this.
Megan went with me, and we went Thursday. We got there late Thursday night. We didn't come back till Monday. But we went on this, I'll call it the haunted street, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
One of the things that was really interesting is we went to go eat some fantastic Cuban food. And we went to go take it to Whitney's parents' house, which is on the street. Nice. So they went to take the food inside because they want to save it because we have all these leftovers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get out of her vehicle to go look down the street.
It's rad. I'm looking at the pictures. Oh, it's a lowrider too. Oh my goodness. Sorry, we can't. So he's just putting the picture up because we're not logged into that account.
I don't have it logged in on the computer right now.
Okay.
So
sorry. So you were going down the street. I'm listening. I swear.
Did we lose her?
D. Hello.
Is she?
Hello.
I think, dude. Her. I noticed like her phone was kind of getting a little wavy there.
Oh, yep, she's gone.
Yeah, looks like she'll call back. It dropped.
Yeah, this is the.
Yeah, that Impala. I just I've always from very
Ribbit.
Young the 63, 64 Impalas. I just even like early rap when you see them in the music videos and shit. Yeah. I just think they're such, and I just loved. I wish I would have never sold mine, man. I really do. But it is what it is, man. Someday I'll have another one.
It is what it is, man.
No, you know, you get bored or you get tired of working on it, and you want something new, you know. And I just that's where I was at.
Wasn't it more just like the move?
No,
like you had to sell it before you moved.
No.
Which one?
The Impala.
Oh, the Impala was.
That was before I even met you.
Yeah, you had it gone before.
Yeah, I just got tired of working on it, and I wanted something different. And I got the 54, and I don't know, man. I regret it for sure, but I'll get one back, dude. I'll get it back, a different one.
I was actually bummed because I was gonna buy that from you.
The Ford.
The Ford.
I know, dude. It got fucking wrecked.
Like I talked about buying it from Dave, yeah. And then like the next week.
Someone fucking
head on. Some chick ran into it head on their street.
16-year-old claimed that there was an animal in the road. Fucking just
totaled it.
Fucking
she
dumb.
Was on her phone.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
For sure.
I'm sure. I mean,
yeah. Dave texts me and he goes, "Dude, you're never gonna guess what."
Dude, and you know what's sad is I wanted you to have it. You know why? Because like I didn't have the time, and I just didn't. You know, the energy, the time. And I was like, I would love to have you have it because I want to still work on it with you.
Yeah.
And I want you to have something like so I could still drive in it and shit, you know?
Well, yeah, that would have been best case scenario.
Oh, my God, dude. And then now it's in the wrecking.
Boom.
Fucking just crunched it, bro.
And now it's dead.
Stupid. D, you're welcome to call back. I'd love to hear the rest of the story.
Yeah, D calls in. Or, and then, like, that'll be the last call, right?
Yeah, we're at, like, 53. So,
yeah.
Either way, I'd love to hear the story. If not, I mean, next time or you can message us, too, and let us know. That's cool. Listen, every time you guys say that you get together, I get so excited because I just think it's so cool. And the picture of you and Whitney together is just, it's awesome. It just makes me happy. I know it makes you guys happy that you guys have formed these friendships and stuff and get to fly and go see each other or travel. I'm jealous. I'd love to be able to hang out for a weekend with everybody and their husbands and wives and shit and just have a good time, man. I think that'd be a blast.
Yeah. I mean, having a bunch of little kids makes it rough. You know what I mean?
It does, man. Well, you know, yeah, it does. It does. But someday.
Like, do you guys ever think about, like, what you'd be doing right now if you didn't have kids?
I'd be miserable. I honestly.
Or, like, a family?
I'd be miserable. Like, because I think it's fun when you're, when
well,
you think
you
back.
Well, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I
you
think
don't
you do
know.
No, like, that's horseshit. That's horseshit. Because I tell you this, like, my brother, we know this. He has a great girlfriend now. He's been together for a long time. But, like, he's, you know, a year younger, and he doesn't have his own kids. You know, he doesn't. And
he's always wanted kids too.
He does. And I understand if you don't, I get that like in your head, but I also think even people to say like, I don't ever want kids. No way. No, you know, That's like a part of our inner DNA of like having
to spread our seed.
Well, it's just like you go home. Greg, you
Let's just say like you never had kids. You don't want kids. What would you be doing?
I would have pursued music more, probably longer, because that's something that at the time I really, really enjoyed. I would be selfish. Yeah. I would just be working on cars, collecting toys. Like, you know, I would just be playing video games a lot, you know, like just stupid shit, irrelevant, dumb shit, you know?
It's because I can't even remember what I did before I had kids. You know what I mean? Like, I remember we had so much free time to be like, hey, what do you guys want to do this weekend? We could like literally go to Astoria. We could go here. We could do like whatever you want.
But you know what's funny, though? If you really think about it, man, we didn't. You know what I'm saying? Like
we didn't do much.
What we did was, what are you doing tonight? You want to come watch a movie? You want to come watch How I Met Your Mother? And like, that's what we fucking did. We just hung out. We smoked more weed at the time. We drank more. We went to the bar if we wanted to and came back and watched movies. Like that's, and it's fun. Don't get me wrong. That was amazing.
I raced a lot.
And Chris was racing.
I raced dirt bikes a lot.
And that would be you, I would guess, right? If you never had a family.
Yeah, if I never had a family or never any of that, I'd probably still be racing dirt bikes and I probably would have pursued if I didn't make it racing dirt bikes, I would have pursued a career in the industry.
Yeah.
Because once, if you had a career in that industry, you don't get to be home a lot.
Yeah. That's true. Same with being in music,
don't get to be healthy a lot too, right?
I mean, but that's a risk that you take for any.
But if I never got to the point where I was good enough to just make the racing a career,
I
would have got involved in the industry somehow.
But dude, I could tell you straight up, dude, the thought of me coming home and like having nothing at home, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like to an empty house or to a small house with no one in it, like makes me sick.
Seems weird.
If you think about that, like, right, like just think if tomorrow you came and there's no one at your home and you knew that there was never anybody at your home, right? Like that would make you, to me, that would make me sick to my stomach. I'd be like, man, who am I? What am I doing?
Well, I think it would.
Well, it's because you know what you have now.
Yeah, you know the family. You know,
you're comparing it to what you have.
I understand that, but I don't know.
You can't miss what you don't know.
Well,
yeah. And you know, like, have you ever talked to somebody like when you ask like, hey, are you and your significant like you guys fit? Planning on having kids or anything? And they go, no, not gonna have kids. And you go, okay, well, I could see that for you.
Sure.
Like it makes sense for you.
Well, I'll say this. I just it's not that I don't believe people. I just feel like it's such a part of us to have like a family and grow ourselves and grow that like I have so much fun with my kids and my wife, and when we do stuff and we go together and do shit, me and my wife just went to the antique shop the other day with our youngest.
Yeah.
We just had so much fun, man. Like, and like having somebody to share those things with, especially like intimately, cause me and you, Greg, could go do that or we can go to a car show, us three, and we have a blast, right? As guy time, it's guy time. That's guy time. But like having like somebody that you're actually with, you know, romantically and you're in love with, it is different. It's just different, you know?
It's different.
But like, you know, I don't know. I just see my brother. I think he's always really wanted to be married and having kids and stuff, you know? And I think he might say like, I'm fine, but like, nah, you know, some people don't. I totally get it. A lot of people don't. Especially
I'm seeing you travel and go to concerts. Yeah. I would travel a lot more.
Oh,
I would tell you that. I would go. I mean, going to Europe is something I've always wanted to do, but like going by myself.
Well, yeah,
right. I want to do that.
That's what have been like my career. If I was in the motocross industry, that's what it would have been 24/365. I've been traveling the country or the world, depending on what I was doing.
Yeah. Which is awesome. But like, I don't know. I just feel like you look back.
You know, Dave, you would have had roadie chicks galore and wouldn't be sad at all. Don't lie. That's what AJ said.
I would have many more dumpsters in my stories. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause that's what, but think about it. That's why I did it. Cause I didn't have anybody, man. I had to go to a dumpster.
Well, you were,
you were
no one.
You can't shower when you're on the road.
It had nothing to
do
with me being stinky. It had me doing what, like I was in a car full of people, you know, like, and so these bands and stuff that go out, especially the bigger bands.
But what if it would have got somewhere else and you were on a tour bus?
Well, I mean, but you're still on, like, unless you're a huge band where you each have your own bus or some shit. Like you're still on a bus with other dudes.
Yeah.
And like, I just like thinking about it now, I'm just like, man, how the fuck do you do anything alone, like truly alone? Like you don't.
Everything's
if you stop at a place, unless you get an Uber and just go off on yourself, like by yourself, you are with those people and the crew and stuff 24/7. And it's awesome.
I think like Chris and I can be alone for an extended period of time and be just fine. Like, I feel like he's in the same mindset of me where, like, the more people that are around, it's kind of like more annoying, you know, it's like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, cause he wants a like property out on the you know, like in the boons all by himself. I'm kind of like the same way. I don't want fucking neighbors messing with my shit.
I love people though, dude. I really do.
I know you are a people person.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No, I did line. I did.
Not. Was it D though?
Declined it.
D. Let us know if that was you. Cause, if it's you, we'll take it real quick. Cause I know you
got already close it out.
Oh, you did.
All right.
Well, we're past the hour.
Too late. You waited too long, D. No, I don't even know who it was.
But you know what? That's what's cool though, is everybody has their own thing. And I totally agree with you guys that, like, I get it. Like, being by yourself, I do actually like being by myself. And like just having kind of low, but not necessarily for long stretches of time, but I just enjoy going up to somebody and meeting somebody or like chatting. And D can attest to that, right? Like, I like to be, I'll go right by that person and just chat with that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I try to do
that.
So yeah, I feel better around people, you know, as a whole. But I get why you wouldn't, you know.
I mean, I have my days where I like
socialize.
Big gatherings or socialize
for sure. Yeah,
it's like, I don't know, 60.
Chris
60,
and I
40,
are exactly the same that way.
Yeah.
70.
Like, it's
70,
just like
30.
If I had a choice, like if you give me a choice, mm-hmm. I'd rather not go do something and just like chill. You know,
but
what I mean?
I don't like huge get-togethers, to be honest with you, either. Like, if there's 5, 6, 7 people around, I'm cool with that. But like the old house parties where there's 50 people, that to me, it actually stresses me out because I want to talk to everybody and I don't want to exclude anybody. And then I get all fucking flustered and shit. Cause I'm like, I can't. Fucking...
Did I forget that guy? He's gonna think I'm racist.
It just bothers me, man. But...
Oh boy.
D says the ghost won't let me call in. Oh boy. So we need to hear this story next week, D. Please get on.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Next week.
Thank you for the pictures. And hey, glad everybody had a good week. I hope everybody had a good week. Happy belated Valentine's Day. I'd send roses to all y'all. All y'all ladies. You're all awesome. And Ben, I'd give you a beer, I guess. Love you guys, though. Fucking all awesome.
Right. Yes. Love you guys. Thanks for the support. And we'll talk to everybody next week.
Later, guys.
See y'all.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.